This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hang on, I'm making face. Are you ready?
Hey!
So ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jed Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Golden Knights put that whooping on Colorado
last night.
Game number one and tying the franchise record for the most goals in a game. Putting a snowman on Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! My goodness.
It was amazing. The energy, I felt like, was lit last night in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's always going to be, but listen, Edmonton and Colorado and maybe Dallas are the teams that, you know, that the Golden Knights are kind of side-eyeing this
year.
Put that whooping on, Colorado.
Yeah.
If it had gone poorly, I would have called it the Dave Gosher curse, but I don't know we gave it the Dave Gosher blessing yesterday.
Yes. It's actually because of us that they won.
I received, I will tell you that. So we had Dave Gosher, the television play-by-play voice of the Golden Knights, on the show yesterday. We had the greatest time with him.
Yeah.
There's layers to that dude.
Oh, yeah. He's like a full musician, dude.
So I'm geeking out because he's the Golden Knights play-by-play guy, and I'm a play-by-play nerd.
Yeah.
Those radio nerds and play-by-play sports nerds, those are my people, right? And so I'm losing my mind just because I'm talking to him. Michaela's losing her mind because Dave sings in a band. Who knew?
Yeah.
And then I got the nicest email back from our buddy at the Golden Knights, my new best friend, Nate, at the Golden Knights, who said, Dave Gosher said he will come on this show anytime.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that he loved us and had the best time.
He was wonderful. Yeah, he was great. And it was actually so endearing to see how excited you were. Like, talking with your buddy. It was great.
Well, that's what they said. Apparently, your flattery did wonders, because Gosher said he'll come out. I was like, it was all accurate.
Listen, if nothing else, flattery.
Are you kidding? I looked up, and we were 10 minutes in, which in our business is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we were 10 minutes in, and it was like, okay, damn it, we got to go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, though. I want to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was great. Super interesting guy.
It was a lot of fun. So, St. Louis comes to town tomorrow night at the Fortress. And it's already almost Friday.
How? Don't know.
Put an event in the middle of the week like that with the Tropicana implosion. It screws up the whole clockwork. So, was that the... I got to thinking, we'll do this on the first pick and we'll do it on the 177-second survey later. And this covers a lot of ground.
Okay.
I don't know if that was the coolest Vegas event that I've ever been part of, but it's damn close. The Tropicana implosion.
Man, well, I told you that night. I said for sure top three for me.
Yeah,
one of the coolest things I've ever done in my life.
I did not go to the Golden Knights parade, but I gotta imagine that's it for a lot of people.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
The aftermath of 9/11 in the parking lot at the Thomas and Mack, I decided might be number one. I mean, I got to take Toy Drive out of the mix because that's every year.
Yeah, and it's always amazing.
And that's an obvious.
Sure.
So post 9/11, Tropicana implosion.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm allowed to include stuff that I'm hosting, but either of the Aces parades. First one over the second one, although the second one was really cool, but the first one was nuts. We shut down the strip. And inside baseball, my cardiologist told me not to do it. He said, honestly, you could die. Because that was when I was...
No.
I didn't have my heart valve replaced yet. And he was literally going...
It was just like too much.
Well, and it was 100 some odd degrees out. He was like, you have a chance of having something really bad happen in front of all these people.
Oh, God.
And I said, I'll be calm. I'll be cool. Meanwhile, you know, when we're introducing...
Screaming your head off.
Oh, yeah,
stressed out.
So I want you to think. Good God, Sabrina Carpenter, you're loud. I want you to think about it. What's the coolest Vegas event you've ever been part of? We'll pay you off with Kehlani tickets in just a few minutes, all right? Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I still don't know that I have an actual...
Number one.
Concrete answer on this. Because the other night, the Tropicana implosion, which, by the way, you know, they were out there saying, well, 22 seconds. And then there'll be a drone show and there'll be some fireworks. And we thought, okay, great. It was 12 minutes of freaking chaos. It was awesome.
And the drone, I'm not like so familiar with drone like entertainment.
Yeah, drone show.
How do I say it? Drone show? Okay, Michaela, whoa. It was incredible. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it.
The things the kids are doing these days.
Whoa. So advanced.
But it really was.
It is.
Like, holy crap. And I'm that guy that I go, how do they do that?
Yeah, same.
How much work? This is incredible. You know, how many times do you have to have the drones crash into each other before you get it right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but what's the coolest Vegas event you've ever been part of? 702-364-9898. Kehlani, the Crash World Tour at Michelob Ultra Arena, Saturday, October 26th. Halloween's going to be here soon, kids. It's already freaking 10. It's the 10th. We're 3 weeks out from Halloween. 21 days from now, 3 weeks.
Yep.
Halloween. Bang.
Yep.
Bang. Then you also want to be shocked? 56 days now till Toy Drive. 56.
Unbelievable.
Days till Toy Drive. Now we can start thinking the cool part too. For us, 68 days till vacation. We can.
There you go.
We can.
Yes.
Here we go.
702-364-9898. What's the coolest Vegas event that you've ever been part of? Michaela, Benson Boone or Billie Eilish?
Benson Boone.
Benson Boone it is. On 98.5 KLUC. It's Chet Buchanan Show. Call us now for the first pick. What? Nobody wants to go to Kehlani?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I would think this would be an easy one. I would think it would be, but I'm not going to lie. It's a light turnout right now.
Yeah, it is.
For first pick, Kehlani Crash World Tour at Michelob Ultra Arena, Saturday, October 26th. You already kind of missed out. Joe slipped in and took it from you. Joe, what's the coolest Vegas event you've ever been part of?
This past weekend, I went to the final Sum 41 concert.
Oh.
Okay. Does that qualify? Well, I guess that qualifies as a Vegas event.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Sure.
Huh. And you're a big Sum 41 fan from back in the day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, same. I loved Sum 41.
Michaela, did you come up with a... Well, don't call now, people. Now everybody's flooding. Wait, what? What happened? How is it done?
You've already heard us.
We ain't playing that. Mm-hmm. What did you... Did you land on a number one coolest Vegas event you've ever been part of?
I will say the Tropicana implosion was amazing. Yeah. When I was about 8 years old, Tony Bennett used to come to town quite a bit with Tony Saka, and they would do an event at Mount Charleston for Christmas.
On the mountain?
Yes. Okay. In the cabin. They would do this whole thing.
Sure.
Remember?
At the lodge.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And I got to sing with them one year. And it was like my family went. It was a very big deal. it was the most exciting, like, moment of my life. That was really, really cool. That's like a personal memory in Vegas.
I know that Adrian's is going to be replaced next summer when WrestleMania comes to Allegiant Stadium. I know that'll be, but temporarily, you're number one.
When VGK won the Stanley Cup, remember, they won at home.
Yeah.
So just being outside on the plaza for about 2 hours after the game, you could have thought it was a pregame for the actual parade that happened.
Yeah.
But that night, that was just so special. The energy was amazing.
Let me throw in another one for the top five. It's not my number one.
Okay.
But that night when they revealed what the name was going to be, that was really, really cool. They had a, and there were thousands of us out there on the, again, at Toshiba Plaza, which is kind of, is that not our meeting place? Like, if anybody gets lost, we should all meet, you know, if you ever get lost, meet at Toshiba Plaza.
Here's why you should give the Chet Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project and Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
She's coming back in just a couple of minutes. There's been, I'll tell you what I know.
All right.
This video's been around for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's video of we've seen who we believe is the perpetrator of the Reba. This video has been around for a hot second. It's not been public because there was investigation and whatnot.
Yeah.
It is now public, this video.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have Lindsay on in a couple of seconds just to kind of get an update of where we are. There's still $50,000 out there.
That's right.
For information that leads to the arrest and conviction of who did that horrible thing where they put a English bulldog into a tub back in the summer and just left her there.
Yeah.
And we lost her. It's months later. We've talked about this 100 times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I still can't get through it.
Just watching the video, seeing that it was two people, not just one.
Yeah.
Was crazy.
Yeah.
And then to see it was like 119 degrees, 118 degrees.
Well,
I just will never understand it.
And they are mitigating circumstances, as the cops say. You know what I mean? The question that is raised, well, just go get him.
Yeah.
Just license plate and just go get him. We can answer all those questions in just a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, that's there. We're that close. We've been that close.
Yeah.
For months.
Mm-hmm.
We just need your help to put us over the top. We'll tell you how in just a minute. Also, you should know Michaela's hometown throwdown. Is this right? I never did check with either one of you guys, Michaela and Adrian.
Okay.
Is Miley Kellogg from Southern Highlands? She was our new champion the last time that we played.
So I feel like we haven't played this game in months.
10 days.
Yeah.
According to my paperwork, it is Miley Kellogg from Southern Highlands.
Is your paperwork the paperwork that I gave you?
No. Like I said, my paperwork.
Could you imagine though?
Because if your paperwork is my paperwork, we're all in trouble.
Uh-huh.
We're all in big trouble. But yeah, okay, so, okay, confirmed. If you and I are literally on the same page, then I'm going with that.
I hope Miley knows. I'll check in with her.
Yeah, we'll find her. That's the easy part. We'll find her. Joe Coy tickets for that.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to double down on Coldplay tickets later on this morning, too, if you're in the market. So the 177-second survey at 7:40, relationship rehab at 8 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the way to do get me started. Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the week!
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Well, look who's back on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning, my favorite people.
Auntie Lindsay. Yeah, we've been calling her that from the beginning.
Because of Carson.
Yes.
Because your three-year-old nephew, Carson.
Uh-huh.
How is Carson? We haven't seen him in a month or so.
He's doing good. Just a full little, a packed of a little person of chaos.
Right. So, for those of you not familiar with our friend Lindsay, she's from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. She brought a thing to us a couple of months ago about, well, and we all saw the story of the English bulldog named Reba, mm-hmm. who was left in a tub next to a dumpster down on Maryland Parkway behind the Vons. And we wanted to find out who did this. And so we've been on a campaign. Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
And things were going along, and there's a lot of interest. There's a lot of passion behind this. There are, I don't know about you, Linz, I get DM'd. It's not every day now, but it's close.
Oh, yeah.
Of people who are like, I'll solve this case. Take me, I'm investigating. Like, there's a lot of people who are really hot on the trail.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that we know. There's not a lot that we can prove. Part of what we've known for a while has just come to light publicly. So wait, mm-hmm. are you trying to tell me that you're not the one who leaked the video?
I cannot confirm or deny these allegations.
So the video, the story is that the video came from Metro?
So the video got leaked by No Kill Las Vegas, which is a individual who is all about no dogs not being euthanized in Las Vegas.
Sure.
So that video was leaked by him, but because I think Metro got a whole bunch of news organizations reaching out for, hey, we have this video. They're like, oh, we'll go ahead and put this video out there. So the next day they went ahead and released it.
The video's been floating around for a while. So the questions that everybody has, and I'll ask the questions and then you go ahead and answer them. So we got a video. We've seen these people. Why are they still not in jail?
Well, per Metro, the leads, they have no plate on this car. So it's using them as far as their investigation, which I said a long time ago, that should have been given to the community because we have more eyes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But we don't always know the whys and wherefores. Like I had somebody, a friend of mine the other night at the Tropicana implosion that went, hey, we'd really like to have that video. And we'd really like to, you know, we've been involved from jump.
Yeah.
And we're a little bummed that they didn't come to us. And I said, well, this was somebody else that wasn't us. You know, we would always come to you first. And then they were like, oh, yeah. And by the way, before you do that, we need to make sure that we have a signed affidavit that we can actually use the video. We need to know that everything you're saying is going to be, you know, that. And I said, well, look, you're getting opinions. Mm-hmm. You're getting a lot of opinions. I've said from minute one, I know what's holding this up. I know, right. Okay, confirm or deny. There's an address that they believe belongs to the person who did this, correct?
From what I understand, I know that they've investigated all leads. I know that there was an address, yes.
Yeah.
But I cannot confirm or deny if it belongs to them.
As we all tiptoe around to make sure we don't get sued.
Sure.
But mm-hmm. But we believe there's an address. We believe there's all kinds of people. I'm telling you, my DMs, if I could... and they won't, this company won't let me release, and nor should they.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people getting fingered or, you know, getting pointed at the whole time out there. This is who did it. I'll take you right to their door. It's not what we know. It's what you can prove in court.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And so, I mean, this makes it what I love about the fact that this is out there now is that we know that there's two people involved in this. It gives us a bigger idea that, like, somebody knows these two individuals. Somebody knows these two individuals had a DAW. So I think it's going to put a fire under somebody.
I just hope the only thing that people were asking is, has it been so much time that they've left, they've moved, will we be able to get them? Because when we were giving away the shirts, people were so fired up, so emotional, and same people still exist. And now they're mad that they might have gotten out of town.
I think had this maybe come out earlier, they may have taken off. But if you ask me, I don't think it matters what state line you cross over. As you've seen before, if you leave, Metro or the organization still finds you.
As long as we're dealing in all of this, what I was told was that they went to Phoenix and the Phoenix police made a visit and said, we know you, we know you're here. Don't go too far. And they came back to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Okay. I hear all the rumors.
Sure.
I hear them all. I don't know I don't know what's true or not true. And I don't mind spreading it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Right.
Whatever. I'm telling you right now, it's rumors. Or truth, not truth. Until you hear it from Metro, none of it's true. But here's what I know. And it's right now. It's on TV. It's on Fox 5 right now. The video's on there. Somebody knows this car. Somebody knows those people. And I've got 50,000 reasons for you to turn them in. I'm waiting for these two to have a fight and to turn on each other.
Oh, for sure. Turn each other in.
Oh, and look at it. Who's that hot blonde on our TV right now? It's Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Parrot Rescue
Takeover.
Yep. So we're waiting for that, too. I always say in the words of Chip Buchanan, there is a $50,000 reward still out there for that person.
Mm-hmm. 50,000 reasons for you to turn them in. Yeah.
Yep.
Man, they had old footage, too, of the $25,000 billboard.
Yeah.
25, please.
We're at 50 now.
All right. Well, we'll get back on the case. Somebody knows something. Yeah, watch the news. Follow any of our socials. It's on our socials. It's on Vegas Pet Rescue Project's socials. Go look at that video. Somebody knows something. We got $50,000 to get justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
If nothing else, it's good catching up. Other than that, you good?
Yes, good. We miss you guys.
Yeah, miss you too, Lynn.
We miss talking to you too. So good. Let's find out.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. I think we need to order more shirts. I think it's time to get back out there with some more shirts. Get this thing stirred up a little bit. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Joe Coy tickets coming up.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Sorry, I don't know which buttons to push now. It's been a long time. Our champion is Miley Kellogg from Southern Highlands, who you just met a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah.
Who's our challenge, Adrian?
We got Charmaine Goldstein from Centennial Hills.
I love that we got a woo out of Miley. She's fired up.
She's ready.
Hey, Charmaine, how you feeling?
I'm excited.
I love all of this.
Yay!
I love all of this. Joe Coy tickets on the line for today's winner. First 1 to 3 takes it. Buzz in with your name, but do not answer until you've been called on, just because you might think you were the one who buzzed in first, but you were not.
Mm-hmm.
So, any other questions? I think it's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, we're ready.
You don't have to wait till the end of the question to answer either. Just blurt out whatever you want. I mean, your name, that is. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
While promoting her new film, Wicked, this pop star was grilled by her co-star with a lie detector test.
Is that Miley?
No. No.
Charmaine.
Oh, was Charmaine who got in first?
Coming in hot.
Okay, Charmaine.
I'm going to... Ariana Grande?
Was it Ariana Grande? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Wow. Look out, Miley. Oh. We got a hot one today.
Stress levels from all these weeks of torture.
The challenger goes up one zip.
Jimmy Kimmel is offering to DJ this pop star's wedding, promising to play some of her own hits like Poker Face and Bad Romance.
Miley.
Miley.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Of course it is. We're tied at one.
This pop star has just started her very first tour ever, but is denying allegations that she's lip-syncing to her hit songs.
Miley!
Okay, I'm guessing. Sabrina Carpenter?
Is it Sabrina Carpenter? Really?
Yeah, it is.
There are people who are saying Sabrina Carpenter's lip-syncing?
They said she was lip-syncing so much, she took all the backing tracks out, and she is now proving a point, singing straight live, and she sounds phenomenal. Oh, yeah.
Janet Jackson and Britney Spears would like a word. Everybody calm down. Everybody settle down. They've been doing this for years.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Fine. Champion goes up 2-1.
What team did our Vegas Knights play against last night?
And whooped on them. Whooped on them. You better get this one, both of you. Nothing? No.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm ashamed.
I said it.
I'm ashamed of you. Go ahead.
I yelled it before the beeper.
You yelled your name out before the beeper.
Yes, I swear.
All right, Miley, for the win.
Okay. Avalanche.
They did play the Avalanche. And whooped on.
Let's go.
That's right. Let's go,
Miley. She's back, baby.
Charmaine, did we lose you at some point?
No.
Okay. She just got awful quiet there towards the end. You started off well.
Yeah.
And then just kind of fell off. You're a good player, though. You should try again sometime soon.
Yeah, please do.
And Centennial Hills represents strong. So,
yeah,
we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Bye, Charmaine. Yeah, have a
you
great
too,
day.
You too, babe.
Thanks,
bye.
Buddy. Miley Kellogg, a two-time champion.
God.
And on top of that, you're going to Joe Coy, the Just Being Coy Tour, T-Mobile Arena, Friday, November 8th.
I am so, beyond excited about that.
Yes.
Adam Coy, and, Joe Coy is, God to everybody. So, woo.
You know what? I just found out that Joe still lives here.
In Summerlin. I saw in that magazine.
In the town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, Joe used to just pop by the show every once in a while. And then, now.
Then he got real famous.
Yeah, now. Seriously? He gave me his number, and I don't think it's a real number. I think he gave me a fake. I think he gave it like the girl in the bar. I think he gave me a fake number.
Let's call it and see.
No, I've tried. Trust me. The number
it just doesn't even
work. Tried.
Joe.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Did you give it weird vibes or something?
No, honest to God. And then we saw each other at that. What are the thing? Oh, what did they call that? The after party show that they did with Wanya with Wanya and Nick Carter and Joey Fatone. And
I know what you're saying.
And we were right next to each other, and he turns around, and he goes, "Jeff, you get it? I love you." And he kissed my face. And then I go, "Then why don't you answer my call?"
Cannon Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
That's wild. Where did you see this Sabrina Carpenter story the first time?
It just was, internet? I think, on TMZ the first time.
Got it.
It was when she was doing Madison Square Garden. They were really giving her a hard time. Now she...
Teen Vogue. Sabrina Carpenter seemingly alters short and sweet tour backing tracks at people. Now, she did the dangerous thing now. And she said she went on TikTok, which I'm tempted to grab the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get this? Can we get Sabrina Carpenter talking about not lip sync? It's like if you Google it, it's like the first thing that pops up. If you go Sabrina Carpenter lip syncing. We don't need it right now, but maybe for later. But she says she sings live every show 100%.
Listen,
that's dangerous biz.
I 100% believe it, though. She's got a couple covers on her Instagram where she's just singing to camera. It's just her. Her voice is phenomenal. She actually is underrated in the songs that she's singing, like Espresso and Please, Please, Please. Her voice is more than capable to do big, humongous songs. And although dangerous, I think she's technically trained so well that it's not an issue, which is probably why she was so offended. She was like, I do sing live. She pulled those backing tracks and they haven't been able to say anything since.
Maybe you all stop staring at her mouth so much, perverts.
Yeah, you little pervs.
Creeps.
Yeah, her cool dance moves. Listen, she's so darling, I can't stand it. She's had quite the come up and I love everything she's doing with it.
As you read some of the comments, too, I'm looking at a Reddit thread here, and as you read some of the comments, people are just saying that the backing tracks were too loud. So somebody screwed up in sound check, or somebody wasn't, you know, that sounds like the audio mix was bad.
Yeah.
And that it just, and it didn't seem right. And no, you, people, you're never happy. Then when you go to somebody's concert and they're playing live and it's live instruments and live everything else, you're like, that's not what it sounds like when I listen to a song. It sounds different. And then you're never happy. So stop it.
I know.
But if you love Sabrina Carpenter, like obviously Michaela does.
I do.
Literally, I thought, are Michaela and I about to fight? Because she, I'm not the one saying I'm not, you're starting to
I know, I'm defensive
angry.
Of my girl because she's good.
Yeah, you were starting to, I could tell, you were starting to, I believe as the kids say, you were starting to get your back up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I just take half a second to spread a filthy rumor?
Yeah, dude.
Just got a text from Nick Carter.
Give me the tea.
Sorry over here, John. Sorry to drop that name. Sorry over here trying to big time everybody.
Yeah, name dropper.
No, but I'm hearing rumors. Mm-hmm. Okay, just rumors. I want to make this very clear. Rumors. Hearing there may be a return of Santa Nick.
Let's go.
Want it truly. Adrian, were you here yet?
Was not. No,
holy
sir.
Holy shnikes.
It's a new experience for me and Adrian.
Listen, it's a known fact. It's a known fact. Girls are 68% hotter when they wear a Santa hat around the holidays.
Who made this fact?
It's science.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Follow the science, Michaela.
Oh, duh, science.
How dare you question the science? That's misinformation questioning. You're not allowed to argue with anything
okay.
that anyone else believes. If you disagree with what other people believe in, that's now misinformation.
Yeah.
That's
okay, good.
I'm learning all of these things. Anyway, science. I'm just saying I've heard rumors. Santa Nick may be making a return to Toy Drive. 56 days away from Toy Drive, December 5th through the 16th. But first things first.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Who we got for the 177 today, Adrian?
We've got Jennifer Valencia from the North Side.
Who very much enjoy, if this is the same Jennifer Valencia that was in my DMs yesterday, very much enjoyed the implosion. Very much enjoyed. We raw dogged that implosion.
That's right.
Yep. Sure did. It's time.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Golden showers.
So while we're talking about the implosion, there's a strong case that was the coolest Vegas event that I've ever been. And I'm still coughing up residual from raw dogging the implosion.
Oh, yeah. Not enough Claritin in the world to get me through this week.
What's the cool? Oh, wait. You just moved here. Right?
I did. I just moved here, like, going to be 2 years in November.
Okay. Oh. So in your 2 years, what's the coolest Vegas event that you've been a part of?
To be honest, I really haven't been out much. I just babysit and work DoorDash. But I'm going to the Renaissance Fair this weekend, so I'm really excited to do that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Renaissance Festival here is a different experience. You know why?
Yeah, I already got costumes for the kids.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Is there also a costume for this? I'm being very careful. I'm saying it. Is there also a costume for you?
I'm actually still looking for one. I got the wig and I got some rings, but I'm still trying to find an outfit. I'm going to go look today and tomorrow. Yeah.
Is the word okay? And again, because I'm trying to be careful with this. But is the word bustier involved anywhere in your costume?
I wish.
There'll be a lot of that. I'm just saying. There's two things you can count on. You two things you can always count on at the Renaissance Fair. Turkey legs and cleavage. And it's just, you know, especially...
That's what it is.
Yeah. Especially
that's good
game
to know. That's good to know.
And even though it's not the same genre... Game of Thrones was a game changer.
God, it was so good.
For the Ren Fair.
Yeah.
It was big. There's a photo going around of a guy working on his laptop at his own wedding reception. Now, he's the co-founder of a tech startup, and he just needed to hop on real quick to let an employee access some code. Is this terrible, A, that he even had a laptop to access to begin with? At his own wedding reception, or do you understand it?
I don't understand that. There shouldn't have been no laptop there.
Michaela.
I think context matters. It's a huge client. It's his company. It took him just a couple seconds to send over this code.
Oh, the employee was working with a huge client and needed... Okay,
yeah, this guy. He's the owner of this startup. He just needed to send a quick code to this huge client that they just got. I think it's all right. I think we're making a bigger deal than it should be. If that were my person or if that... I mean, I would do it at my own wedding. So, but maybe I'm the wrong one. But I'm not.
No, that's
I have a belief, Adrian. You're on the side. You're on team laptop.
100%. The hustle don't stop. 24/7.
No, the hustle doesn't stop.
That's right.
I'm actually.
Who do you think's paying for that wedding? No, just kidding.
You're not wrong. Right? You're not wrong.
It's a quick code.
And look, if he's 5 minutes, bang bang.
Yeah.
I'm out. Then okay, great. You might miss out on half of the electric slide. You know, like, what are we talking about here?
It's just a quick breather. Sorry.
You know what? Grandma needs to sit down anyway.
She's exhausted.
There's still going to be cake when you're done. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. So, all right. Well, have a great... Well, you know what? You know what might turn into your best Vegas event so far? This Coldplay show that you've got tickets before you can buy them. Congratulations.
So cool.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
You're so welcome. We so appreciate you hanging out with us. She's truly a P1 in short order.
Yeah.
I love that. She comments on social. She calls into the show.
Love that.
That's great stuff.
Thank you so much, Mama. Yeah,
seriously. She's got kids. She's busy. She's not making excuses.
Yeah.
I love all of that. Again, the Coldplay Music of the Spheres World Tour delivered by DHL, Allegiant Stadium, Friday, June 6th, with our friends at Live Nation. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon. All is not lost for you. Another pair of those win them before you can buy them tickets. Coming up with relationship rehab in just a moment. They've been together about 6 months. He's active on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
He never includes her in any of his pictures. Is this a big time red flag? Is it bad? Now, let me ask you, flip the situation. And if we're talking about her and she never includes him, because I know you're all screaming red flag. I know, except for Adrian, you're all screaming red flag. Oh, maybe not.
Oh, you're going to be surprised.
Okay. All right, fine. We'll discuss it with Relationship Rehab.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Here's a relationship rehab. Dear Chet and Michaela, I can't get into my work computer. I'm locked out. Does this mean I'm fired? Michaela can't get into her computer.
Preach it, sister.
Did anybody write you back?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to Danimal, the guy that's in charge with all of this.
Sure, the IT guru.
Yeah, who's lovely.
And they can't get it. Did he, of course? Okay, let me ask. Did he ask you if you had the right password?
1,000%.
Sure. Did he ask you if you were saying it, if you were doing it in the right, you know, case?
Caps lock.
Uppercase, yeah, caps
yes.
lock, whatever.
He also wanted all to make sure things. That I was on the right ether, whatever,
sure,
which is not
what. Got it plugged in.
Yeah, all those things were checked off.
Which you don't.
I do.
Okay.
It's right here. Thank you so much.
Just kidding.
I did all the right things.
Sure, of course you did. But they ask you did they ask you if you turn it off and turn it on again?
Yeah, we've literally done all of the things.
Sure, all of those things.
Yeah.
Now, are they thinking about fixing it?
I think he's thinking about it. We've been having a great conversation over text message.
That's great.
And I'm picking up that at some point this may get fixed.
We all know the steps. We all know my favorite thing is I can't get into my computer. It keeps telling me my password's wrong. Well, do you have the right password? Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the person that goes, oh yeah, that's the problem. We know that.
Yeah, we know, babe. We're doing the right things. It's just not turning on.
You know what I didn't try yet? Throwing this thing on the ground and stomping on it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That's the next thing. Okay, now to the real relationship rehab. Coldplay tickets for you.
By the way, Dan's the best human being.
I know. He's great. He's great.
But they have to ask. It's almost like there's a rule. You know what I mean? Like, before you get your certification to be able to fix stuff like that, you have to ask all those questions.
Sure.
And I'm sure they tell them. They go, you know, these people that you're dealing with, they're complete idiots. These people that you're going to have to fix their computers, they're dumber than the rest of us. So you need to walk them through all the steps.
Yeah. Fortunately for him, I did those steps. So
But yet he still asked you to do them.
1,000,000%.
Twice?
Still no answers.
More than once?
Just once. We got through it once. Now he might be doing something on his side.
They're not calling you stupid, but they're calling you stupid.
Yeah.
They are.
No, I hear it.
Yeah. It'd be easily solved if they just go, well, did you go through all the steps? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then two more. That's why I've now turned to you.
Yeah.
Because I've already done. Never mind.
Uh-huh.
My boyfriend and I met at a friend's birthday party back in the spring. This is Relationship Rehab, by the way. Coldplay tickets for your advice. Everything is really great. The relationship is fun. Despite our busy schedules, we see each other when we can. We always have fun when we're together. Here's what's bugging me. We're to the point where things should kind of be, in quotes, progressing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading this. I'm thinking, oh, they push him for a ring.
Yeah.
What are we going after? No.
Sure.
No. Nothing like that. He's really active on social media, especially for a guy. But he never posts pictures of us together. Well, then it's obviously not official.
Mm-hmm.
On
in 2024.
Did he change his Facebook relationship status?
Yeah.
Still on Facebook, really. He never posts pictures of us together. Of course I said something about it. He says he prefers to keep his private life private. I don't have any reason to think he's messing around with anyone else, but this still seems off. Is it? 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Coldplay tickets go on sale tomorrow for the Music of the Spheres World Tour delivered by DHL at Allegiant Stadium next June. Day before my birthday, if you want to know what to get me, Coldplay tickets.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, we have tickets for you for free. 702-364-9898. I'm honestly a little on the fence on this one. Is it weird that he's not posting pictures of you two together on social?
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This is not at all what I expected. As I look over at the phone screener, mm-hmm. This is not the reaction that I expected. My boyfriend and I met at a friend's birthday party back in the spring. So, fair to assume that they've been together 5-6 months.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? Everything's really great. Relationship is fun, despite our busy schedules. We see each other when we can. See, all of this stuff was raising red flags for me. See each other when we can. Busy schedules. Got a lot going on.
Uh-huh.
Fun when we're together. Oh, we're having fun when we're together. Okay. She's looking for things to progress. She's worried that, and he's on social media a lot. A dude on social media. What?
Mm-hmm.
Posting a lot, but doesn't want to post her. Sketchy.
Groundbreaking.
No, I really did think sketchy.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
She thought, you can tell she's leaning towards sketch. He never posts pictures of them together. She says, of course I said something about it. He prefers to keep his private life private. She says, I don't have any reason to think that he's messing around with anyone else. This still seems off. Is it? And Elizabeth, you say no.
I say no. I think that if they're just kind of seeing each other, they've been together, they're not saying I love you, they're not together all the time yet, then hey, why post all his business? Because you never know what will happen with the relationship, right?
Well, it also leaves you open to be messing around with other hoochie.
Well, is he posting other women, though? Or is he posting pictures of himself when they're out on dates together, but it's only him? Then that's kind of weird.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going on.
Just selfies of himself on a date.
And for the record, I don't
women
know.
Women do it all the time.
Great time at the Knights game. It's just him.
Yeah.
It's just him and Chance. just him and the mascot.
Him and Mark Chinook hanging out.
That's great. I don't know if they've said I love you or not. We don't know that.
Right.
Does that change it for you? If they've said I love you, then should he be posting pictures of them together?
For me, absolutely, because that means it's serious. You're looking at long term. You know, you want to show this off. You're not seeing anybody else if you're saying I love you, hopefully, right? So that changes everything.
I smell what you're cooking here now, because you're saying this is still, it's not committed mm-hmm. necessarily. Is that what you're driving at?
That's what I'm getting at. You know, you get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm going to introduce you to my mom now. And I think social media is the same. Like, you know, there's a timeline there where, you know, you got to be sure before you're posting all these pictures.
Ah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. By the way, have fun at Coldplay. Tickets go on sale for everybody else tomorrow. Not for you. You don't worry about it.
Have fun.
Yeah, you sit back with your feet up. Sure. Coldplay, Music of the Spheres World Tour, delivered by DHL at Allegiant Stadium, Friday, June 6th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon. We're all doing a variation of hands on hips or arms folded.
Yeah.
Right now. What, has this upset you in some way?
No, not at all. But I feel very confident in my decision.
Yes.
I think that it's not. Lisa and I, my fiance, have been together for 10 years, engaged, in love, adore each other.
That's true.
We did not post. I did not post her on social media for like the first year. And if you go on my page now, there's really not a lot of photos of me and Lisa, because I don't like to open up, good or bad, any comments from literally anybody. That's my baby. That's my age. If anyone says anything that I don't like, I just want that part of my life to be mine.
Yes.
So I feel like that's okay.
Let me, and I'm a bit of a hypocrite. I just realized. I'm not afraid of saying it. I'm okay with admitting it. That, you know what? Sometimes I may believe one thing but do another.
Yeah.
And this may be, you know, where, I guess just where I was thinking at first, where this might be shady.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. Deanna, you say it is weird. You think it's a little off.
I think it's weird by her standards because she's obviously busy on social media.
Ah! He's not.
But
I
don't.
He's not the weird one. She's the weird one.
She's the weirdo.
Well, she needs to understand that he's. I have a feeling that he got burned in the past. I bet he was dating someone. It didn't go well, and he had to spend a lot of time erasing her from social media. And he doesn't want to go down that path again.
Fair.
And if they're both busy. Right? They have busy lives. I worry that she's at a level of a relationship commitment where he's not there yet.
Yeah.
And
all that makes sense.
He's not there yet, and she either goes with the flow or she doesn't. She needs to make that choice.
Yeah. No, sure. That's a solid point. Spidey, you say a little weird.
Yeah, brother, I think just a little weird. I mean, it like you said, depends on their relationship and everything. But, I mean, if they're actually going out and doing things, because, like, you know, if I'm going to, like, a Star Trek convention or something, my friend.
That's what he does.
I love it.
My dude.
Yeah, we're there every toy drive.
Yes, you are.
But, you know, I mean, even if it's just a mention, it doesn't necessarily have to be a picture, but, like, if you're going somewhere and you're doing something, I mean, you could tag that person in it just to say, hey, look, babe, you know, we were here together. This is a fun little memory we can look back on or something. It doesn't have to be anything major, but at least a little something. But like you said, I mean, I'm not sure how far the relationship's, you know, transpired. Maybe they're not even into that stage, but if you're just, like, on social media all the time and you're not mentioning anything, to me, that's just a little weird.
Yeah, I hear you, but I can explain. I can take his side and explain it all away, partly from what Michaela said a second ago.
Yeah.
And I'll also, Melinda, you say not weird at all. How come?
I agree with Michaela because I've been in an 11-year relationship and we never post each other. I need to say this. Stop making social media to validate your relationship.
Period. Amen.
Melinda it is for president.
Because social media at the end of the day is not real. It's not. It tears everybody down every day. And I just don't think that it should validate your relationship. Your relationship only been 5 months they've been together. Let's hold the horses and take it slow.
Yes.
You know, you don't need social media. Don't even involve social media in your relationship.
You know what? I don't post my wife. You know why? Because she don't want it. She don't want it. It's enough that she's as big a part of this show as she is.
Sure.
And so, and Amy's cool with it, but when you run up on her at Toy Drive or if we're out or anything, she's kind of like, he's the one that does that.
Yeah.
I do not.
Yeah.
And then when y'all run up on her on social media and it's like, why won't, and I get it all the time. How come your wife won't accept my friend request? Because she don't want to. She don't know you.
Yeah.
She doesn't need it. Yeah. She don't need it. Like, you know, I mean, it. And I mean, there's a bit of a responsibility on our end to be social on social media.
Sure.
But that's not her responsibility.
Yeah.
So is what we're getting at now, Melinda, is that when he says he prefers to keep his private life private, perhaps we believe him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Same with my husband. He's the same way. He does not like to post anything on social media because it's our private life. Why do we have to tell everybody that's on our friends list that we don't even talk to every day? You know, not even, it's just our friends that we went to high school with, met, whatever. Why do they need to validate our lives?
And for context, like my fiance posts a lot because she's a DJ. Yeah. So even if your other half does enjoy that work.
Yeah. Famous big time, world renowned, international superstar DJ. But
that's my girl. But even then, even if your partner does enjoy posting or has to for work, you do not have to post each other.
She posts work, but she doesn't post you guys. Very rarely, you guys.
Very rarely. Yeah,
okay, I get it. I've come around. I was team side action. I thought perhaps
shady business.
Yeah, maybe.
But it makes sense now.
Maybe, but yeah, it makes more sense now.
Yeah. Melinda, okay. What'd you say? Melinda for president.
Fantastic. You're great. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you later. Relationship rehab. Good job, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
This was fun. Our chief engineer, Tracy Teagarden, just came in a couple of seconds ago, and I don't want to say he's torturing Michaela because he's really trying to help. No, he's really trying to help. What event are you doing on Sunday?
We're doing Ride for Kids, which is an amazing event that they asked me to host. I'm so excited.
Sure. But and you're a new Harley owner.
I'm a new Harley owner about a year in. And I love it. Honestly, it's been a great experience. I feel really safe. I went and got my license at Harley Davidson. It was all super smooth. But now part of the Ride for Kids is you go on this like hour-long beautiful ride. A bunch of people will go and ride for kids with cancer.
And your problem is?
I don't drive on the freeway. And it's all freeway.
Ever? You never have?
Never. I try to be very cautious and timid and responsible because I'm still a new rider going that fast, driving in Vegas. It's, you know, people drive crazy here.
Sure.
So I just want to be as safe as possible, which to Tracy's argument is it's going to be blocked off.
People all around you.
Sheriffs around us. Yeah.
If there was ever a time.
The time is right now, which has got me.
What are the chances? Out of 10. Out of 10. 10, you'll do it. 10, you'll do it. 0, oh hell no.
I'm saying.
3.
Okay.
You're a 3. You're
today I'm a 5.
I'd like you to be a 6, maybe even a 7, but I can tell you're a 4.5 at best.
I'll give you a 5.
This is great.
I'm terrified. I'm scared.
She really is.
I am.
This is great.
I am scared.
Wow.
But I do want to do it. I mean, the time is right now.
Fun. All right. Well, we got to go. You can go think about this. And you know what's going to happen? Literally right as we go to the break, she's going to run out of here and then now go over to the engineering department and talk to Tracy more about this. Even though she really doesn't want to do it, she desperately wants to do it.
True.
So it's so good. Like, she really wants to, but I'm just scared. So listen, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Say, hey, I'll say it for you, Adrian, because he's busy right now. Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
This was fun. Our chief engineer, Tracy Teagarden, just came in a couple of seconds ago, and he's, I don't want to say he's torturing Michaela because he's really trying to help. No, he's really trying to help. What event are you doing on Sunday?
We're doing Ride for Kids, which is an amazing event that they asked me to host. I'm so excited.
Sure. But and you're a new Harley owner.
I'm a new Harley owner about a year in. And I love it. Honestly, it's been a great experience. I feel really safe. I went and got my license at Harley Davidson. It was all super smooth. But now part of the Ride for Kids is you go on this like hour long beautiful ride. A bunch of people will go and ride for kids with cancer.
And your problem is?
I don't drive on the freeway. And it's all freeway.
Ever? You never have?
Never. I try to be very cautious and timid and responsible because I'm still a new rider going that fast, driving in Vegas. It's, you know, people drive crazy here.
Sure.
So I just want to be as safe as possible, which to Tracy's argument is it's going to be blocked off.
And there's people all around you.
Sheriffs around us. Yeah.
If there was ever a time.
The time is right now, which has got me.
What are the chances? Out of 10. Out of 10. 10, you'll do it. 10, you'll do it. Zero. Oh, hell no.
I'm saying.
Three.
Okay.
You're a three. You're
maybe, today I'm a five.
I'd like you to be a six, maybe even a seven, but I can tell you're a four and a half at best.
I'll give you a five.
This is great.
I'm terrified. I'm scared.
She really is.
I am.
This is great.
I am scared.
Wow.
But I do want to do it. I mean, the time is right now.
Fun. All right. Well, we got to go. You can go think about this. And you know what's going to happen? Literally right as we go to the break, she's going to run out of here and then now go over to the engineering department and talk to Tracy more about this. Even though she really doesn't want to do it, she desperately wants to do it.
True.
So it's so good. Like, she really wants to, but I'm just scared. So listen, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Say, hey, I'll say it for you, Adrian, because he's busy right now. Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.